Mr. Chief Justice, I have two fairly simple points. The first is, as we and the PTO and many of respondents' own amici recognize, the system as it currently stands is out of balance. And we have tried, and I believe we have succeeded, in crafting an approach that balances the court's concerns with the need to respect the rights of patentees, including small companies like Halo. And we've done it in a couple of different ways. Reasonable good faith efforts to challenge patents are not going to result in enhanced damages, and intent and recklessness are not going to be and should not be easy to show. Now, the Federal Circuit hasn't adopted a contrary approach based on its expertise. It thought it had to in light of this Court's decision in Safeco, which it has misread. Safeco says if you adopt a reasonable view of the law at the time, you're not acting willfully. It doesn't say if you subjectively and correctly believe that you are violating the law, you are held not to be willful because you have hired a good lawyer and come up with a defense later. And that approach is what has skewed the incentives in the patent system and taken us out of balance. Our approach incentivizes good, commercially reasonable behavior under the full set of circumstances at the discretion of the district court. Their approach is incentivizing good litigation. And the second point I just want to make quickly is we do have the evidentiary burden and the standard of review in this case. I think it's clear that there isn't any basis for the clear and convincing standard. On the standard of review, I think Highmark resolves it, and I think Pierce v. Underwood resolves it. These are determinations that are bound up with the facts. And just as the Court said in Pierce, whether a litigating position is substantially justified is a mixed question of fact and law, so too the questions here. These should be reviewed for abuse of discretion, and it's very important for the Court to say that. Halo should go back to the district court and be analyzed under the right standard, so the evidentiary burden matters. In Stryker, the district court actually got to the discretionary weighing, did it, and on appeal, Zimmer never challenged that as an abuse of discretion. It just argued about the objective prong. When this court takes that out of the analysis, as it should, there's no basis to disturb the district court's discretionary ruling, and as the court knows from looking at it, it's a thorough and reasonable opinion.
One point that Mr. Phillips brought up that you didn't address in your initial argument, maybe you could say a word about it, is Section 298 of the America Invents Act. Under your reading, could evidence of the failure to obtain or introduce advice of counsel be used to prove that the defendant infringed in bad faith?
No, the patentee cannot put that at issue affirmatively. All 298 does is it dealt with that very narrow problem. And when the patentee comes in and wants to show intent or recklessness, it can point to your copying of the patent. It can point to the fact that it gave you really extensive, very detailed notice. It tried to license with you. You didn't do anything. It cannot put at issue whether you talk to counsel. Now, the defendant may decide.
How do you get to that point under the language of 298?
Because 298 just says when you're proving up willfulness, whether it's a factor as it is on our approach, whether it's the end-all, be-all as it is on their approach, whenever the patentee is trying to prove that up, you can't affirmatively put that at issue. And as Pulse candidly and I think honestly concedes in its brief, you can read 298 to have effect on either side's view of how you ought to treat the enhancement statute. So I don't think 298 cuts either way. And I would just stress for the Court that Congress at the time looked at putting willfully in the statute, and it looked at putting something virtually identical to Seagate in the statute. It didn't do either one, so I don't think it can be taken to have ratified the Federal Circuit's current approach.
Thank you, counsel. The case is submitted.